ఫాదర్ సేవల ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 4th Canto 13th Chapter.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఎస్టర్డే వి హావ్ దిస్ భాగవతం అప్ టు 12th చాప్టర్ అబౌట్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్, హౌ వి అటెండ్ ధ్రువ ప్లానెట్. సో ఇట్ వాజ్ బింగ్ హార్డ్ బై విదుర అండ్ దిస్ నరేషన్స్ ఆర్ బీన్ టోల్డ్ బై మైత్రముని. సో ఇన్ ద 13th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ విదురాస్ దట్ కేతి ప్రతిదాస నామ కశ్య పతాని సుబ్రత. హూ ఆర్ దీస్ ప్రతిదాస్? Because the Narayana narrated this, glorified the Dhruva in the assembly of Prachitas. When he was glorifying the Lord, he stopped that glorification and then started glorifying Dhruva Maharaj. Nunam, Sumiti, Pratidevataya, like that. So, Vidura asked, who are these Prachitas? So, Maitramani started narrating about this. After this, Dhruva is married to the daughter of Sishumar. His name is Brahmi. And also to another wife, he is having another wife, that is the daughter of Bayu. Her name is Ila. So their son is Rudkala and one daughter. And from Brahmi there are two sons, Kalpa and Vatsala. So, from Utkala became the king after Dhruva. So, in this way, there are so many kings and so many kings. And then came one king, his name is Bena. Bena, he was a non-atheist. He was not believing in God. Acting against God in terms of religion. So, the Brahmins in that kingdom, they advised Bena that you should act according to the Vedic principles. Just like in 14th chapter, text 15, it is said, Dharma Atarji Punsam Bang Mana Kaya Buddhivi Lokan Visukan Vitarati అసంగినా. ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో 14th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ 15 దట్ వన్ షుడ్ యాక్ట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ధర్మ ఆచరణ పంచ. ధర్మ ఆచరించుకుంటే బాంగ్ మన కాయ బుద్ధివి అనే ఇన్ హిజ్ బాడీ, ఇన్ హిజ్ మైండ్, ఇన్ హిజ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యూ షుడ్ అడాప్ట్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. దోజ్ హూ లీవ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అండ్ హూ ఫాలో దెమ్ బై వర్డ్స్, మైండ్, బాడీ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆర్ ఎలివేటెడ్ టు ద హెవెన్ ప్లాన్ హెవెన్ కింగ్డమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మిజరీస్. బీయింగ్ దోస్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ దే అచీవ్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్. So thus in this way Brahmins advised Bena. But Bena was an atheist, so he was angry at this advice. He said, you are working under me and you are telling some other person. Who are those demigods? Who is this Lord? It is stated in 4:14, 26 and 27 that Vishnu, Birincho, Girisi, Girisa, ఇంద్రో వాయు జమో రవి పర్జన్యో ధనధర సోమ ఖితి అగ్ని రపాంపతి ఏతుచాన్యత వివిధ ప్రభవో సాపయో దేహే భవంతి నృపదేహే సర్వదేవమయ నృప. దట్ మీన్స్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు, లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ, లార్డ్ శివ, లార్డ్ ఇంద్ర, వాయు, ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిర్ జమ, ద స్ప్లెండర్ ఆఫ్ డేత్, ద సన్ గాడ్, ద డైరెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్ఫాల్ ఇంద్ర, కుబేర, ద ట్రెజరర్, the moon god, the predominating deity of the earth, Agni, the fire god, Varuna, the lord of waters, and all others who are great and competent to bestow benedictions or to course, all abide in the body of the king. Nrupe Bhavati. For this reason, the king is known as the reservoir or demigods, who are simply parts and parcels of the king's body. So he said like that, that I am the Lord, because I am the king. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita you find Naranamcha Naradhipam. King is the representative of the Lord, but he should act according to the religious principles. He should not think himself to be Lord himself. He is only a representative, just like Guru. We worship Guru as equal to the Lord, but not, he is not Lord. Saksha Dharitvena Samasta Sastri Ukta Stata Vabhyateva Sarvi Kintu Praburja Priyavata. That is the difference. So in this way, the Brahmin became angry and caused him to death. So he died. Then when he died, there was a disorder in the society. So the Brahmins, they churned the body of this Beno. And this came Pruthu Maharaj. One boy and one girl came. They are Pruthu and another is the Lord. The girl is Archi. And they are Lakshmi and Narayana. And they are the incarnations of the Lord, Pruthu. So he started, Pruthu Maharaj, he started religious principles, and he followed the religious principles and acted accordingly. But there was no sufficient crops, no food, no vegetation. Because earth kept all the vegetations inside womb, like that. So Pruthu Maharaj became angry. Pruthu Maharaj wanted to kill the goddess of earth. That's why goddess of earth.
Bhumadevi.
Bhumadevi, yeah. Bhumidevi. So Bhumidevi took the form of a cow and went away. But this king chased her. So then Bhumidevi, she prayed to the Lord that 18th chapter it is described, text 7, that aparita anadruta cha bhavadbhi lokapalakai chori bhuto cha lokaham jagyorthe grasam nasadi. That he said, my Lord, your father Brahma, he was not following the religious principles. So people were just taking food for their own senses, for the satisfaction of their own senses. They are not using these grains, etc., for worshipping the Lord. My dear King, not only are grains and horns being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which are meant for the performance of sacrifice. The food, the thing, they are meant for us. But actually the food belongs to the Lord. And the food, actually the enjoyer is the Lord. We should offer the food to the Lord only, then only we can take that prasad. But people are not doing that. Even also now also the same thing happens. So anyway, so this earth advised the Lord that you dohana means churn this earth. Then all these herbs and all these seeds will come out from my inside body. So in this way, he started churning the earth. That is called dohana. Dohana. Just like we are milking the cows, similarly, there is milking of earth. Earth is also a cow.
Yes.
You will get all your needs from earth.
Yes.
So in this way, there was a churning of this earth. It was arranged like that. That there is a calf, there must be a calf to milk the cow. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah.
There is called vatsa in Sanskrit.
Vatsa.
Then there must be a pot to keep the milk. That is called patra. And that is milk. Three things are there. Vatsa.
Vatsa.
Okay. Yes, you just repeat it. Yes, ready.
Yeah. So there must be three things. One is vatsa, there is cup, there must be some patra or pot to keep the milk, and there is milk, the product, milk. So in this way, Manu became the vatsa, and in his hand, he collected ausadhi, the herbs, etc. Collected ausadhi. Similarly, Brihaspati became a, Manu became the vatsa or calf for the human beings. Brihaspati became the calf for the demigods, and with the part of these words, mind and hearing, they collected Veda from this earth. Veda. Then also this is by rishis, for rishis Brihaspati became. And for the demigods, Indra became the vatsa or calf, and with a golden pot they collected nectar, amruta. Then Daitya, then the demigods, I mean the demons, they made Prahlada as a calf, and in the iron pot they milked this Sura. Sura means there is Sura means
liquor.
Sura. Then the Pitrus means forefathers. They made Arjuna their cup, and in a pot of earth they collected Shraddha. Then Siddhas. Then Siddhas, those who have got some mystic perfections like Kanima, Lajima, etc., they are called Siddhas. They made Kapila as the cup, and in the pot of sky they collected these perfections, mystic perfections like Manima, Anima, Mahima, like that. Then the Jakshas, they made Rudra their cup, and in the pot of Kapala, means this forehead, they collected blood. They are sticking blood only. So these Rakshas. Then Gandharva and Apsaras, they made Vishwavasu as their cup, and in the pot of lotus flower they collected this beauty, etc. Beauty, music, all these things. Then King Purusha, they made Maya their cup, and in the pot of decision, Sankalpa, they collected this Vidya, this knowledge of disappearance, Antardhyana, Antardhyana Vidya. Then the snakes, they made Takshaka their cup, and in the snake of this, in the pot of this hole below, they collected poison, visa. Then cows, they made bull their cup, and in the pot of forest, they collected this truna. Truna means this grasses. Then bagra, tigers, etc., they made this lion as their cup, and in their own body they collected mansa, meat. They collected meat. They will take meat. Then the birds, they made Garuda as their cup, and they collected this fruits and insects, etc., as their food. Then trees, they made butter as their cup, and they collected this juice, rasamaya. Then the mountains, they made Himalaya their cup, and in the part of the top of the mountain, they collected various metals, dhatus. In this way, Uttu Maharaj churned the earth and all the necessities of the world, those who are staying in the earth, all the necessities are fulfilled. Then Uttu Maharaj made some sacrifices. While he was doing sacrifices, 100 sacrifices, if one completes 100 sacrifices, you will be eligible to be Indra. That's why Indra became alarmed, afraid that my post may be taken away, nothing like that. So he stole the horse meant for the sacrifice. So the son of Prithu, he defeated Indra and brought back that horse. And even they were trying to kill Indra. So the Lord came himself, Indra appeared in that yajna, that sacrifice, and he said to Prithu that you should not kill Indra. And you should not be so much for these sacrifices. You should not be after this five sacrifice to become the Indra like that. So Lord became very much merciful to him. And Prithu Maharaj, he asked Prithu Maharaj to take some bones. So Prithu Maharaj prayed to the Lord. Various prayers are there, and he asked, what he asked, that is stated in 4th canto, 20th chapter, text 24, that na kame natha tadapiyam kuchit na jatra jusma charanamuja sabha mahatmanta hridayam kuchita vidatsa karna esame baraha. That he asked, please give me 10,000 years karna ayuta, 10,000 years to hear the glorification of the Lord. That was his prayer. He said, my dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction in which there is no existence of the nectar and beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years. For thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. In this way he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord also sanctioned all these things. Then Lord disappeared. Then Prithu also gave some very important advices, which the Prabhupada almost quotes in his various lectures. It is stated in 21st chapter, text 31. That jat pada seva abhiruti tapasvina asena janmo patitam malam diya sadya khinuti annam edati sati yatha padapushta vinishta sarir. It is a 21st chapter, text 31. That he advises his countrymen that you see, you should act according to the religious principles. Jat pada seva, by the inclination to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suffering humanity can immediately cleanse the heart which has accumulated in their minds during innumerable births. Like the Ganges water which emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, such a process immediately cleanses the mind, and thus spiritual or Krishna consciousness gradually increases. So in this way he advised his countrymen to worship the Lord. And the Lord has also benedicted that Sanat Kumar, four Kumaras will come to you and give advice to you. So it is stated in 4th canto, 22nd chapter, text 39. That is a very famous verse. Jat pala pankaj padas vidas bhaktya karma sayang ratitam mudgatyanti santaha tadjunna yuktamatayo jatay virudha sotaya gana samaranam bhajavasu devam. It is 22nd chapter, text 39. That this is a verse very important, that in context of our Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. We will explain it later. But anyway, this is said that Jat Pada Pankaja Paras Vilas Bhaktya. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome hard knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. So, Prabhupada Maharaj, in his purport, says, just like we have desires, so many desires we are having, but just like waves in the river. Waves in the river cannot be stopped. But when the river merges into ocean, then the waves of ocean comes into this river. So the waves of the river is submerged with the waves of the ocean. Similarly, when a devotee engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he has so much plans, just like we are doing for the Ratha Yatra. For 15 days you forget everything. Similarly, devotee can easily cut this karma granthi, this karma mandana, this hard knotted desires for fruitive activities, etc. Can easily cut it. But the jnanis and the yogis, ashtanga yogis, etc., they will not be able to do so. In this way, Sanat Kumar advised so many things to Prithu Maharaj. Then Prithu Maharaj gave the kingdom to his son, that is called Vijitaswa, his son, eldest son, Vijitaswa. Then he went to the forest and meditated on the Lord and gave up his body and went to the spiritual world. He is the incarnation of the Lord, and his wife also followed him. In that he cremated his her husband's body, and in that cremation fire she also entered into that. So the demigods, particularly the wives of the demigods, were praising this Archi. That sabanchito batatma dhrut krutsrena mahata bhuvi labdhava vargam manusyam visayasu visajjade. It is stated in 4th canto, 23rd chapter, text 28. That when one gets a human body, it is meant for the service of the Lord. But getting such a body, if someone doesn't worship in the Lord, any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who, after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. Then they were also praising the wife of this Prithu Maharaj. In this way, after this Prithu Maharaj, his son took over the charge of the country, that is Vijitaswa. His son is Habirdhana. His son is Barisata, or Prachina Barhi. He is also very famous, Prachina Barhi, because he was doing so many sacrifices. And his son is this Prachetas. So he asked, who are these Prachetas? He is the son of this Prachina Barhi. So we will be hearing about this Prachinavari and Prachetas from 23rd chapter. Tomorrow we will listen to that. Jai Srila Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Gaur.